Memorial site of the Pormaļu Brothers Werewolves National Partisan Group – Aizkraukle. The National Partisan War, which continued in Latvia until the mid-1950s, did not pass by Salia region, where the Pormaļu Brothers Partisan Group Vilkači had been actively operating in the Sēces and Salpils parishes since the autumn of 1944. The Pormaļu Brothers National Partisan Group was formed in the fall of 1944, when Paulis and Jānis Pormaļi, as part of the German Army counterintelligence group Zeppelin, crossed the front line near Kokneše and crossed the river Daugava, returning to their native Sēce parish, Jēkabpils district. In February 1945, partisans prevented the arrest of landlord Kļavinskis by attacking a group of Czechists near the Vigante school, captured and sentenced to death the director of the Sēces motor technical station, Kārlis Tauriņš, who had actively participated in the deportations of June 14, 1941, and after returning from Russia, again threatened Latvians with deportation to Siberia. In the summer of 1945, partisans also turned against the Soviet-organized logging of the Sēces forests, repeatedly shooting at gunpoint workers assigned to forest work, led by the local Communist Party organizer Turchins. Damage to railway tracks and agricultural machinery was also widespread. Sabotaging threshing, partisans hung self-made Latvian national flags on national holidays in the highest places. The Pormaļu Brothers partisan group also published several issues of the illegal newspaper Vilkaču Sauciens in the forest. The Soviet security authorities had even announced a reward of 10,000 rubles for the surrender of the Pormaļu Brothers. On August 11, 1946, as a result of betrayal, the Czechists surrounded the Pormaļu Brothers in the home of the local forester. Paulis left the house through the back door, but Jānis managed to escape by running through a rye field into the forest. On October 16, 1946, the Czechists managed to lure the leader of the partisan group, Paulis Pormaļis, into a trap, and he fell near the Taimiņu house in Sēce parish. On August 8, 1948, the Baltic War District Military Tribunal sentenced Jānis Pormaļis to 25 years in prison. He spent 18 long years in Soviet slave camps in Vorkuta, Taišet, and Mordavia, and was only able to return to Latvia in 1965.